quote, the GOP has chosen. They will nominate a man who attempted to overturn an election and seize power. We have 8 months to save our republic and ensure that Donald Trump is never anywhere near the Oval Office again. And then Liz Cheney sent people to this video originally released in May. Watch.
Donald Trump is the only president in American history who has refused to guarantee the peaceful transfer of power.
Joe Biden,
he lost the election and he knew it.
To become the president,
he betrayed millions of Americans by telling them the election was stolen.
Stop the steal.
He ignored the rulings of dozens of courts. Rather than accept his defeat, he mobilized a mob to come to Washington and march on the Capitol. Then he watched on television while the mob attacked law enforcement, invaded the Capitol, and hunted the vice president. He refused for 3 hours to tell the mob to leave. There has never been a greater dereliction of duty by any president. Trump was warned repeatedly that his plans for January 6th were illegal. He didn't care, and today he celebrates those who attacked our Capitol. Donald Trump has proven he is unfit for office. Donald Trump is a risk America can never take again.
The Great Task is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now, this is particularly notable heading into another election after the political harm that Liz Cheney and Chairman Benny Thompson and the entire January 6th Select Committee inflicted politically on the Republican brand ahead of the 2022 midterms. And let us just say, this could be interesting. Someone whose last name is synonymous with the highest echelons of executive power on the right, impeaching the very fitness of a member of her own party this early in a general election, this loudly and this publicly, has not happened before. And her clarion call stands in stunning contrast to the rest of the party in which she served. Nikki Haley winning in just two places during the stage of the Republican primary, where it was just Nikki Haley against Donald Trump, saying she'll support the nominee. Mitch McConnell endorsing Donald Trump today, glossing over, or just swallowing, I guess, the racist attacks Donald Trump made over and over again against his wife, to say nothing of the fact that Trump threatened McConnell himself, saying McConnell had a, quote, death wish, because he had the audacity to pass a bill to keep the government functioning. Donald Trump's grip on the party is not possible without those Republican leaders abdicating their duty, to say nothing of their dignity, over and over and over and over, and predictably over and over and over again. All for a person that they know perfectly well is unfit to serve.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 6 March in the year of our Lord 2024. Thank you for joining us for the late afternoon, early evening edition of the War Room. I want to start. We have Boris Epstein on the phone from South Florida. Boris, thank you. You heard one of your favorites, Nicole Wallace, laying out how the next, what, 7-8 months are about a fight for the future of this constitutional republic. What say you, sir?
I say that it's an honor to be with you. It's an honor to be with the posse on this historic day where President Trump is now the nominee of the Republican Party and will be the 47th president of the United States. And no matter what former Republican Nicole Wallace, any Democrat, any rhino, anybody out there who's crying into their soup say, the American people have spoken loudly, they've spoken clearly, that they need President Trump back now to save our country and to bring us back to greatness. I had the honor of being there last night. Absolutely unparalleled strength from President Trump in his speech. President Trump, again, laying out his vision on how he will do what is not a slogan, but is a call to action and is an action plan, make America great again. So that's exactly what's going to happen. And from here on out, it's all about destroying what's left of the Democrats, crushing crooked Joe Biden and his cohorts, and bringing our country back from the brink of absolute dismal, destroyed, pathetic estate that this country has never seen before, and bringing it right back to greatness. And that's what President Trump is going to do.
Axios just said that President Trump's going to be hit by an avalanche of cash, that the Biden playbook here, they don't want to run on his record. They don't want to make it a referendum on him. He's going to go more aggressive. They've already upfront paid $250 million for TV, radio, and digital in the fall. But Trump's about to be hit by another avalanche of cash, that Biden is really just going to go after Trump personally and all his foibles. What say you to that strategy? I know you've been there at coordinating the lawyers and working through the lawfare, but what do you think about Biden? Biden's going to go the lawfare, going to go this. He's going to make that his campaign. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Steve, while President Trump brings our country back from the brink of disability, Joe Biden wants to attack him with all kinds of money. You know what? We already lived through this. That was called 2016. And in 2016, President Trump destroyed crooked Hillary, the name that's now been retired, crooked Hillary Clinton, when she spent, what, counting super PACs, five times what President Trump and affiliated groups spent. That game plan has been attempted by the pathetic Democrats, and it has failed. Because no amount of money is going to be able to obscure just how horrible crooked Joe Biden, his crime family, and the Democrats and the rhinos have been for our country. How they destroyed our border. They destroyed our energy independence. They destroyed our energy dominance. They destroyed our standing all across the world. No amount of money is going to be able to paint over those, and they're not just malfeasances, those crimes against the United States of America committed by crooked Joe and his cohorts.
McConnell today, finally, having not talked to the president over 3 years, endorsed him. And the president put out a Truth Social that I thought was very gracious about how working together. Walk me through the logic of all that. What's happening there?
President Trump spoke about unity yesterday. He's been consistent that now it's time to unite as a country. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's uniting the Republican Party. He's uniting the country. And he's taking us on a march back to greatness for the United States of America. And that's what you saw today. That's what you saw yesterday in that powerhouse speech. That's what you saw on Monday in President Trump's absolutely historic reply to the Supreme Court's fair ruling on the Colorado case. You're now seeing President Trump attacking and fully going after crooked Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, and all of their comrades, and everybody within the Republican Party and beyond are circling around President Trump and saying, let's all go at one goal. And there's more of that today, and there's more of that coming in the near future.
Boris, where do people get you on social media? Where do they go to find out the latest?
Steve, thanks so much. Make sure everybody's following President Trump on his Truth Social account, powerhouse statements today regarding his play-by-play tomorrow, live play-by-play of crooked Joe Biden's State of the Union, and President Trump saying to crooked Joe Biden that he's ready to debate him anytime, anywhere, any place, because the president is always ready to continue to draw the contrast between his strength and crooked Joe Biden's pathetic weakness. My information, the website is hot, set up right now, BorisCP.com, hot on BorisCP.com, hot on Getter at BorisCP, Twitter at BorisCP, hot on True Social at Boris, the hottest on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong, God bless, and all offense.
Boris, thank you very much. Dr. Peter Navarro joins us. So, Dr. Navarro, you were there and did the prep in 16 and in 20 for debates. I was a strong advocate of immediately throwing down and challenging Biden to a debate. The president's done, other people did too, and the president I know had it in his mind. What are your thoughts about going on offense? I mean, Biden's going to hit him with an avalanche of cash, advertising all over, you know, the social media, buying social media, all that. Trump, and it's up front, people know it's the campaign's tight on resources. Although President Trump, as you know, doesn't like spending a lot on commercials anyway. He doesn't think they do any good. What are your thoughts about him going on offense and already challenging Biden to a debate starting next week?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Steve. You're the strategist. You're the genius. You're the guy who brought in all the women who had been sexually molested by Bill Clinton to turn that one around. You know how that stuff works. That was brilliant, buddy, and I was there. Here's what I think, Steve. I got the wrong shirt on for this, but what we got to do starting now is roll up our sleeves and really focus on two things. Boris's message of Trump unity, we've got to focus on, and we've also got to mobilize the appropriate resources to steal the election again. Let me start with unifying the party. If you look at kind of the various constellations out there that are a problem and have been a problem for Trump, you start with some names and people, you know, like the Lincoln Project and George Conway. They can do a lot of damage, and they'll do it with money and negative stuff. The message to anybody who's a Republican who still supports Biden is whatever bad you think of Donald Trump, we have a proven record now that Joe Biden is infinitely worse on the economy, on national security, on the border, on everything that matters in this country. That's got to be the message. So you got to rein those people in. The media, if you look at the print media, I think it's really important to bring people like Paul Zizou, the head of the op-ed page at the Wall Street Journal, and Rich Lowry, the editor-in-chief of the National Review. We don't need them taking pot shots. Bear with me here. Politicians.
I have to sit through this. This is my burden to bear. Keep going.
Yeah, politicians. You got Romney, McCain, Spahn, all those folks out there. You've got Bill Barr's, you know, people like that, Esper, Haley, and Bolton.
So you're saying it had to be Peter Navarro, the hardest of the hard, to say we need a group hug and kumbaya.
You're missing my point, Steve. No. I'm not saying that Trump has to go out and genuflect in any way these people. What these people have to friggin' come to Jesus on their own. They got to come to Jesus on their own that what they're doing is going to ruin this republic. That whatever bad they think of Donald Trump, Joe Biden is influencing.
They'd rather not.
That's the friggin' message, okay? Donor class.
Hang on. They think.
Yeah.
Hang on before you get there. Whoa.
Yeah.
First of all, they think the republic's worse if Trump. But I got to ask you, on this side of the break, Nikki Haley goes out for 4 minutes today and purposely doesn't endorse Trump. But people are forgetting about Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin has never endorsed Trump. So those guys have had plenty of time. Glenn Youngkin didn't get in this race in November. That's 5 or 6 months ago. He's seen everything that's gone on. He's seen the lawfare. He's seen all of it.
Yeah.
What do you do with a guy like Youngkin who's sitting there? And the numbers Trump put up last night are incredible. So Nikki Haley's in your face today by saying she's not going to endorse. And Youngkin is in your face by saying he's not going to endorse.
Well, you go to Youngkin and say, hey, look at John Cornyn. Look at all the political corpses that don't know they're dead yet, strewn across this country in the electoral process, that shows that if you run against Trump, you speak out against Trump, you're going to get primaried and your political career is over. I mean, for folks like Haley and Youngkin, what they're doing now is just myopic suicide. I mean, it's just crazy. But Steve, my point is that, look, I remember this in 2016. I remember it in 2020. We got our hands full with all of the Democrats that are going to come at us, steal, bury us with money. They've got the media on their side, the MSNBC, all the ABC, CBS, NBC, all of that, okay? We can handle that. What we don't need is a fifth column in the Republican Party nipping at our flanks. And what I'm saying is that the message has to go out that you people, if you do that because you think ill of Donald Trump, we have a situation now where Biden has proven himself to be so bad, so destructive to this republic and the people in it, that you should not be doing that. I don't know if that message will resonate with some of these folks. Oh, you know, Zizou, Caputo, whatever.
Hang on one second.
But at least we got to try.
We're going to take a short break.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, so I got to listen to this from one of my favorite guys. You know, Peter Navarro talking about a group hug. So, okay, fine. So, but Lowry, these guys, maybe you put the word out. You got to do it. We'll see it. Although some of them are going so over the top that Trump is an extinction level for this Republic event. I find it hard. But let's go back to Youngkin, Nikki Haley. Yeah. What about your boy, Mike Pence? You're very close to Mike Pence.
Don't forget Nick Ayers and those guys.
Mike Pence, Judas Pence.
Nick Ayers, Nick Ayers is not part of that crowd. Mark Short is the guy who drove the Mike Pence bus over the cliff. I saw that firsthand in the White House. It was a total different bag when Nick stepped down and Mark Short came up. He turned Mike Pence into a hostage in the West Wing, man. You couldn't even get to Mike to talk to him. But be that as it may, look, the other thing that's important here, besides getting these rhino dissidents to realize criticizing Trump now is a vote for Biden, and that's destructive. We got to mobilize. And this is where the war room is so friggin' effective. The war room has developed basically all of the blueprints and action plans with the guys that's coming up next, Mike Lindell, to go out and make sure of two things, which is to make sure our votes get into the ballot box and that their votes are only legal votes. And we're running way behind right now. We're running way behind because the Republican National Committee, which is supposed to be the spearhead of that, has been a S show for the last 3.5 years. Change a coming. It's coming this week, but we're running from behind there. So they are going to try to steal it again, Steve. And no matter how big a landslide I'm still worried they'll figure out a way to overcome that.
Okay. You're coming out with, I'm going to get Lindell here in a second. I've got Joe Kent. We got Brandon Herrera, who's forced Tony Gonzalez to run off Texas. Still happening. Joe Kent's on. Quickly, your Substack, you got columns coming out. You got the Friday market wrap up. How do people go get all the content?
Yeah, it's great. See, I appreciate that. PeterNavarro.substack.com. PeterNavarro.substack.com. The first entry each week is what's then going to go into that beautiful paper known as the Washington Times. Friday's the market wrap. It's all things communist China. And what I've been doing too, Steve, which is kind of fun, is I'm giving the subscribers the serialization of my books so that they can read them. What I learned in the White House during those 4 years, I think, is going to be tremendously useful to folks in understanding what's going to be coming hard at us, not just ahead of us, but on our flanks, and how we can overcome that. So PeterNavarro.substack.com. And, Steve, the War Room is the epicenter of the grassroots effort that's going to propel this country to victory. And, You know, I just salute you and guys like Lindell who are out there just giving it all, even though they're trying to bankrupt us all and this, that, and the other thing. Lawfare is a bitch, brother.
Peter Goethe, I'm going to get you back on maybe later in the week or Saturday. I'm talking about this $1 trillion every 100 days. I know you got some thoughts about this Bank of America analysis. Yeah. So thank you, brother, for coming on. Look for you later in the week. And big, huge announcement. Peter Navarro is probably 2 weeks away from a huge announcement that we'll talk about in 2 weeks. Thank you, brother. Man, Peter Navarro is my guy when he's talking about getting these guys. But he's right. You got to bring it together. President Trump, look today, you know, McConnell genuflected, gave the endorsement. President Trump put out a very classy Truth Social. I mean, God, President Trump is working so hard. Here's McConnell disrespecting him. Didn't call him for 3 years. Didn't talk to him. Talked trash about him. Finally, the inevitable shows up and McConnell endorses. Mike Lindell, the fear of Navarro. He's saying we got to bring it together. President Trump's doing that. Other people around him to get everybody to, you know, on our side of the football in this final 7 or 8 month drive. But his worry is everybody's worry. It's quite evident that Democrats are freaked out about Trump, the Trump movement. They're more freaked out about the numbers, the expanding President Trump's coalition, young people, African-American men, Hispanic men, women. He's up by one on women. Every demographic, particularly blue-collar people, are coming to his call to action. Everybody's afraid about it being stolen. And the New York Times has singled you out as somebody that's putting your heart and soul into this. So make us feel better. What's going on?
Well, I'm at my seventh stop here in Illinois, everybody. And I'll tell you, I was just at the Capitol, Steve, and all these Democrats are coming down wanting pictures from me. And there's so many Democrats that have switched now to Donald Trump here. This is Illinois. And so like Peter said, you know, the only way that they are going to be able to even think about winning would be to steal it. I heard Peter say, you know, the RNC should have been doing something the last 3 years or even longer to secure our election platforms. Well, the good news, everybody, they weren't, but we have been, and we're way ahead of the game. We're into it. We're there. We've got a great plan. It is going absolutely amazing from the ground level up and from the top down. We have really big news. On Friday, March 15th, I'm going to tell you more of that probably tomorrow, War Room Posse. This is huge. We have so many big things happening and so many counties, by the way, that are going to paper ballots. Hancock, we're over 200 now. We're not going to tell the media who they are because they just get attacked for it. And Steve, I'm enjoying this tour of Illinois. The whole feeling here in Illinois, like they know that this is it, that they... you know, this is the last chance. This is it. We've got to secure our elections. We got to get Donald Trump back in. And you swear this was a red state. I'm sitting in an office here. And when I step out there, this is a store. And there's about 100 people out here everywhere I go. They're wanting to hear hope. They want to hear about the hope. Do we have any hope? Yeah, we have a lot of hope. Yeah, we're going to win. And we are winning. And I'm really excited.
How do you give hope? Hang on, before you talk about the company, hang on. But how do you give hope?
I've ever been.
Yeah, all downstate Illinois is all conservative. People understand that, but Chicago is so big and so corrupt. It's like Detroit. They're professionals there. It's like old Tammy. It's like the old Daily Machine. So how do you give them hope? How do you give them hope?
I went right into Chicago. That's where I spoke last night, and. Actually, I did a speech there about, we were talking about addiction. You know, I used to be an ex-crack addict, and I was in the inner city last night in Chicago. I told them about my LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, where you can get help. It's online. It's free, everybody. And in that room, there was about 400 people that I did that speech to. Half of them were Democrats that were switching to Donald Trump. And this just as recently. Wow. This is of the last year. And the reason is because as bad things keep happening to our country and the economy and people get more and more educated, see, they're coming into, they're flipping into this bucket of common sense, the mega bucket. They're coming in from both sides. Pretty soon, like I said it before, pretty soon Donald Trump will have more votes than voters like Pennsylvania Everybody will be voting for him. How do you rig an election then when everybody votes for the guy?
Mike, tell us about the deals in the company.
You guys, the War Room Posse is the reason that I can be out all over this country and securing our election. We added to the, you guys all seen our Minnesota store there, Minnesota, our outlet store. These are the all news, the Percale bed sheets. These were earmarked for two big box stores in November. They canceled us. Now I decided, you know what, we're gonna liquidate them at the War Room Posse overstock sale. $26.98 for the Queens. They were $100 a set. $119 for the King, $29.98 for the King size. This is a War Room exclusive. You guys, this is in combination with that open box sale that we did with the slippers. There's not a lot of the slippers left, but you guys have helped us out so much, and we want to give back. Help us out. Those box stores, it's their loss, and it's your gain. And it's the first ever open box special, $19.99 for the slippers. And it's been great. Steve, if you got a second, I want to go out here and I want to show you Illinois here. Here we go. If you can bring it back here, Steve, can you see me? Hey, everybody, This is the War Room Posse. Can you guys say hello? Steve, they love you out here.
Wow.
They love you out here in Illinois.
Wow.
There is hope for our country, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve, they love the War Room Posse here in Illinois.
Amazing, Mike. Tell them there we love them. The War Room Posse is watching. It's absolutely incredible. That's in the State House in Illinois. Never thought you'd see that.
They're the only show they watch here in Illinois, from what I hear. All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Mike Lindell, thank you. About to jump back in there. MyPillow.com, promo code WORM. MyStore.com, promo code WORM. 800-873-1062. This is about the show and about being a force multiplier. Just push the show out. It's getting traction everywhere, uniting the grassroots. And you saw what happened last night from Texas all the way to California. You've got and huge victories all over. President Trump in a stunning, victory. New York Times full page editorial, the end of the Republic, as Trump's taking charge of the Republican Party. Then Mitch McConnell today. I got to tell you, it's just not Nikki Haley. It's Glenn Youngkin also. I mean, it's obvious now that certain people have a problem with President Trump. You got to get over the problem. We need to unite this in the drive through Labor Day, all the way to November. It's got to start now. President Trump's already challenged. I want to make sure everybody understands. He's challenged Biden to debate like starting Monday. Let's go. Let's get a couple of mics. Not a big deal. Toss some questions out, or maybe it's just a cage match. Maybe no questions. They just go at it and debate. Game on right now. This phony State of the Union tomorrow, another waste of time from the illegitimate Biden regime. President Trump's on offense. That's when he's best, on offense. Short break. Back in a moment.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome back. Gold's at another high, $2,157. Might have a little fluctuation today. Make sure you go to birchgold.com. We don't give you individual financial advice here. We just talk through the macro. But I think if you look at the converging forces in geopolitics, finance, global economy, it's time now that you understand the forces that drive gold and drive gold as a hedge. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon and talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Do that today. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family and your community to understand this topic. We started today in Texas. I had Paxson on, a number of people down there, just absolutely unbelievable of what happened with the forces against the Bush apparatus. And, of course, we had Brandon Gill, who at 58% is already into the primary. But I want to talk about another heroic individual right now, Brandon Herrera. From Texas 23, Tony Gonzalez did not get to 50%. You're in a runoff, sir. Tell us about yourself and this fight down there. This is one of the most important ones in any primary in the country. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you having me on. The long story short is I'm a firearm manufacturer here in San Antonio, Texas. I'm a Second Amendment advocate and activist. I am a business owner. And in reality, I just looked at the votes of my congressman and I looked at how he voted for gun control, voted with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi on a host of things, fought real border policy and claimed to be a real conservative Republican. And I just, you know, it didn't sit right with me. And I realized he didn't represent my interests or the interest of Texas. So I decided to run against him. We ran a good fight and it was enough to get him below 50%. So now we're taking him to a runoff on May 28th.
So let me get this right. You've never really been in politics. You've never run for a bunch of offices. This is something as a businessman and a Second Amendment advocate, you get fed up about his record and just decided to jump in?
Yes, sir. I've never held any office of any kind. I've always been involved in politics. For example, I helped with Trump's campaign in 2016. And, you know, I've always kind of been – everything that I've done has kind of always been inherently political because of the firearm space. But this is my first time ever running for political office. It's not something I ever wanted to do, and it's not something I ever thought I would do. But I'm in a position where the country's been very good to me, and it's given me a lot of opportunities, and I've been able to make something of myself. And I have the time, resources, and reach and energy to give back. And I feel like taking out a bad rhino Republican like Tony is a good way to do it.
Yeah, what was it that compelled you? Was it his voting record, his attitude, the way he wasn't straightforward? I mean, it had to be some inciting incident that compelled you because this is a huge sacrifice because of all the public. You know, you got people beating on you all the time, taking negative ads. You got to go around all the time. I mean, it's very, very it sucks up everything you're being. What was it that drove you to do this?
It was a little bit of all of the above. It was his voting record. You know, he was obviously I monitor firearm policy pretty close. So for him to vote for gun control after Uvalde with the, you know, bipartisan Safer Communities Act, it was only, I think, 17 Republican turncoats that ended up voting for it. He was one of them. And just looking into his record, voting for, you know, $400 million vaccine tracking databases and just all sorts of really just garbage policy. And on top of that, whenever he was challenged, whenever he was talking about having to face a primary fight this election, he said that he would take any challenger. He claimed he was one of, you know, he's one of the best funded Republicans, establishment Republicans in the state of Texas. He said he would take any primary challenger out to the deep end and drown them. Well, I'm happy to say that he failed already because he didn't drown us yet. And we're still fighting and we're going to put everything we've got into making sure he loses his seat and loses his pension.
So between now and in late May, walk us through, is MAGA on board? Are you uniting all the MAGA forces out there in a grassroots effort?
That's the idea. It was a crowded primary. It was five contenders this time around. And we're right now in the process of reaching out to the other candidates, many of whom I've got a good relationship with. So just rallying the Republican Party behind our team, because I think the voice of Texas was very clear. They don't want Tony. That was the number one message we got. And so rallying all the forces of, you know, people who don't want just these typical establishment Republicans who don't vote in their interests, who vote more along the lines of, you know, a McConnell or a, you know, those are the people that we don't want representing us anymore. And so it's uniting those forces and getting behind a lot of the Trump candidates and that America First policy where you're not voting to send $150 billion to a border none of us will ever see before we spend $8 billion on our own.
Amen. We want to stay close to this. I know you got one of the best guys around in Brainerd, Matt Brainerd, as your guy.
Absolutely.
Walk us through where do we go on social media? Where do we go on social media and your website to track you?
So the website is BrandonHerreraForCongress.com. That's where anybody around the country can make a contribution and help us fight, get a bad Republican out. As far as social media, I'm real big on Twitter or X.com now. As Elon put it, it is the PVP of social media. And it's been very fun because that's where we're able to very directly talk to people in politics and get into the nitty gritty directly. And challenge them directly in a platform that they have no control over. So that's been very fun.
And what is your Twitter handle?
It's at the AK guy currently. So that's where we've been.
At the AK guy.
That's where I have been a nuisance to Tony Gonzalez this entire race.
Very, very subtle. Brandon, good fight. We're gonna follow this one closely. Good luck.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the support, man. It means a lot.
Thanks, brother. Texas, I'm telling you, folks, so proud of the folks down there. You guys did this on a bootstrap. It's just incredible. You've inspired the entire MAGA movement. You inspired people throughout the country. And many of you are fighting hard. We had so many victories last night. Joe Kent, Joe, I had to get you on, and I know we're going to talk about the bridge, but I thought about this in your district and good folks out there. I've been going through this book in detail because it's the hottest book on the left, White Rural Rage, the Threat to American Democracy, a journalist and professor, I think, up at the University of Maryland. They're saying all the problems in the country can go back to white rural folks and particularly Christians. What say you, sir?
I think this is just yet another diversion tactic by the left. They can't talk about what's actually affecting the country. They can't talk about the inflation that's stealing people's wages. They can't talk about the assault on our border because the vast majority of them, like my opponent, voted for it. They can't talk about the fact that fentanyl is killing our neighbors and loved ones because of the wide open border. They certainly can't talk about what's taking place in our children's schools, which my opponent also voted for, to put biological men into the women's locker rooms and to compete against the women on the athletic field. So they have to create this new boogeyman that really, it's just these rural white Christians. And so if you're with them and any of their policies of actually getting inflation under control and securing the border and just basic common sense, then you're some kind of a racist. And they're just going to keep barraging us with this type of narrative because we have them on the issues and they are running scared on their record.
Talk to me. There's some situation out there about a bridge. I can't understand it. She's trying to save the bridge and they're saying that you're not supporting the bridge and this is going to hurt working class people. I know it's got to be twisted somehow because it's coming from the fever swamps of the far left in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, the New York Times flew out a reporter to do a hit piece on me and then do an in-kind donation to my opponent. So look, my opponent has voted for all of Biden's out-of-control spending that's driving the cycle of inflation. She's voted to send billions of dollars overseas. She's trying to push through this so-called bipartisan $66 billion aid package gift to defense contractors. And then she comes back to the district and says, hey, the I-5 bridge, which is a clear federal nexus, she got some table scraps for. She got $600 million for. And look, we need to repair this bridge. However, we need the federal government to take lead on this. Stop sending our money overseas, secure our border, and actually fix our infrastructure. So I am for fixing this bridge. As a matter of fact, I think because of the growth between Portland and Vancouver, my district is on the Washington side, Vancouver. My opponent's business is in Portland on the Portland side. We need to actually have a third bridge and keep the current bridge as a local bridge only. But that's the appropriate thing for the federal government to do. Now, because she got $600 million of federal money, that comes with a stipulation. And that stipulation is light rail that takes the problems of downtown Portland, Antifa, the fentanyl, the lawlessness, and dumps it into Vancouver. And now the New York Times says that Joe Kent rejects this because he's like racist, because he wants to keep the urban community from Portland out of Vancouver. It just shows the New York Times can't do any research. We have the exact same demographics between Portland and Vancouver. So this isn't a race thing at all. The people of Clark County, of Vancouver, they've rejected light rail on three separate occasions. Every time it's been on the ballot, it's been rejected. So this isn't a policy that I just actually created. I actually went out and talked to people and looked at the track record of light rail in the district. So Prez is going around the citizens of the district, and she wants to actually put light rail on the bridge. But the other stipulation this comes with, and this comes heavily from the Oregon side of the river, and that's where Marie Perez, my opponent, that's where her business is. They want to put tolls on the Oregon side of the I-5 bridge, and that would disproportionately target our citizens, Washingtonians. So she is voting against the people of the district. She's sending billions overseas. She's leaving our border open and then coming back with these earmarked table scraps that's going to dump more crime off into our district and saying, wow, this is a major success. And the New York Times is there to call us all racists if we disagree. So pretty much just another standard day on the campaign trail.
By the way, we'll get into more of the budget in the next segment. What's going to go in the next couple of days? Joe, your assessment of last night, give me a minute or so on last night, your assessment of President Trump, the strength of MAGA coming out of Super Tuesday.
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of us knew that President Trump was going to do really, really well. And of course, he performed as such. I think he's going to do really well out here in Washington State as well. Trump has won all the straw polls and all of the endorsements at the county level in my district and really throughout the entire state. So look, MAGA is very ascendant right now. I think the full scope of what the Biden administration has done to this nation with the open borders, with the inflation, but then also the lawfare against President Trump, the fact that they tried to remove him from the ballot. That is bringing a lot of Republicans who, you know, if we were to talk to them 6 months ago, 8 months ago, they would have said, hey, I really don't want to vote for President Trump. I'm kind of done. I want to move on. Those people are now all on board. I talk to them every single day. I don't think this Nikki Haley wing really truly exists. I think that was a lot of Democrats just trying to do the old Operation Chaos and play in the Republican primary. So I think that our policies of basic fiscal sanity, not spending our children and grandchildren into oblivion, getting inflation under control, actually securing our border, reforming the asylum laws, and stop sending all this money overseas and getting involved in new wars every 5 minutes. That message right there is just common sense. And that's why when we talk about issues, we win.
Joe Kent, social media website. So proud to have you back on here. You look like you're hitting on all cylinders. Where do people go?
Thank you so much, Steve. Please go to JoeKentForCongress.com. Right now, my opponent's sitting on about $3 million. We're holding our own, but I need everyone's help. So any kind of donation the posse can give, it's greatly appreciated. JoeKentForCongress.com. That's the place to do it. There's also links there to all of my social media. Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Thank you, brother. It's going to be a great rematch. I don't want to say Joe actually won the first one. I don't want to go there. What a great guy. We need him in Congress. When you see what's going down, they're already voting on it. Everybody's rolling over. It's going to be 30 because they made a decision. They're not going to force Biden to the table, not going to force him to shut down the government, not going to force him to basically make right, or at least start to make right. Everything he's done, the invasion of the country, giving up that opportunity because we'll get him next time. That's what we're saying. Home Title Lock, the combination. By the way, you got to get Joe. Joe's got so much great information. We just haven't had time. There's so much politics, so much economics to go through. But cyber and artificial intelligence, that's the double whammy, and it's coming for your home and your home title. To take out a second mortgage with a hard money lender and make you pay it back. Can you do that? No, you can't. HomeTitleLock.com. Immerse yourself today. Today, today. Back in a moment.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. If you're sick and tired of the globalist leftist takeover of America's corporations, go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV. That's patriotmobile.com/BannonTV and support a company that actually believes in America. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching incredibly easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and get free activation today with the offer code Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. Remember, take action, use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Turns out gold's 2,148. We don't give individual financial advice. In fact, Kevin Freeman and Mike Carter, his partner over at Economic War Room, they've been there for years. I know we're huge fans of Kevin's. He's part of the Committee on the Present Danger. They're going to join us next hour. I want to walk through something they're trying to do on the state level. I think you're going to find fascinating that makes makes gold even more important. But the reason to go to Birch Gold is not just to – and his one of their concerns is the central bank digital currency and how we avoid that. That's the fifth installment I'm working on right now with the Birch Gold guys. We'll hope to have it out in hopefully next week. We've been grinding on this thing and trying to make it perfect. The but you got to understand the forces behind this, the macroeconomic forces that are driving the price up, and also Bitcoin, looked at as a hedge or an alternative. This is all tied back to the dollar. And I'll get back into this tomorrow morning and the next day. The $1 trillion and what we're facing here in Congress is just an inability of the political class to have a serious adult conversation. Dusty Johnson, that clown in South Dakota, they ought to put a big red nose on him. Just a clown. He's got a series of tweets out. It's just all marginalia. He's trying to sell us the biggest thing. You know, huge wins, conservative wins. No, dude, you gave it up. Don't insult people's intelligence. You're just a hack. That's okay. Just be a hack. But don't come in here trying to sell. Oh, we get this and it cuts. No. The budget is, except for some accounting conventions, okay? I deal in the world of reality. And the reality is you took Pelosi's budget, you had $30 billion, started, boom, that's what you got. There's no significant policy wins here. There's no cuts of any meeting. And people just surrendered and rolled over. The leadership and Mike Johnson. After Mike Johnson came to the sticks and said he would never put the security of the country on the southern border, that was a lie. I don't know how that fits in the biblical worldview. You got to ask Mike Johnson. But don't go to the ramparts yet. We got a whole plan on that. But you're seeing what's rolling. They're doing the first six today, and Johnson's running around. Well, it's not an omnibus. It's a minibus. Just all Washington insider gobbledygook. Okay? The reality is, look at the debt clock. It's a trillion. You know, what did Parcell say? You are what your record says you are. Your record right now is $1 trillion. Think about it, $1 trillion every 100 days. And Bank of America backs it up. Unless they change something, radically change something, it's going to continue on. And if you folks want, hey, why is my credit card at 30% APR and I can't get any more credit on it? I can barely make it every month. Why is the car loans up? Why are the house loans up? Why am I sinking? Why am I sinking? You're sinking because federal spending for you is not a benefit. Federal spending for you is a noose around your neck. Nobody's ever connected it like that. It's a noose around your neck. And as we continue, the reason it continues $1 trillion every 100 days, it benefits people. It benefits people. This the imperial capital, the lobbyists. This is why this place is like Paris on the Potomac. All the restaurants, they're all filled. You know, the boutiques, the homes, the lavish parties, it's all that. It's all, and they're burying you, and particularly they're burying the minority community, and they're burying people under 35 years old. So go check it out. By the way, people keep asking about sacredhumanhealth.com, grass-fed beef liver. People are taking this. I'm organizing it in our spare time to make sure we get all the accolades people get. They love it. The energy hit is almost immediate. It's the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. So go check it out today. Of course, my favorite, the coffee. Warpath Coffee. That's warpath.coffee. You got to go to Warm to get that discount. Promo code Warm. Those Navy SEALs are tough. I'm not going to give you anything. You got to get a discount. You got to put in Warm. Mariners Blends, the dark roast. They got all the breakfast blends, everything. But This is what I do. I get my beef livers, take my Field of Greens, and get jacked up on my coffee. I'm ready to go, baby. Give me four hours a day. Nothing. We can bench press that. As you can tell, last night was late and a lot going on. And once again, volunteers all over the country, you guys are making it happen. You had President Trump's back. It was absolutely historic. Just blew people away to the fact you broke Mitch McConnell. The folks in Texas and in California, we haven't forgotten about California. MAGA votes out there, over 6 million. In fact, Karen Siegman's going to be on in the next hour to talk specifically about that, her beloved California. We're not leaving anybody behind, whether it's Illinois, California, all of it. We're focused on the 270. But there's a lot more than that. President Trump's going to win the popular vote this time. Crom Carmichael, back off the beach, back off the golf course, and in War Room, tell me about my favorite Salty, man. People need lion hearts to get to the ramparts. How are you going to help us?
Well, Steve, thanks so much for having me, and I'm going to hold up my bottle of Salty right here. Right in here is 60 soft gel capsules. And we've been making the active ingredient in Salty now for over 20 years, and I've been our very best customer for that entire time. I am 75 years old. I take zero prescription drugs, and my cholesterol 20 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. I started taking Salty, and it dropped to 89, and my bad cholesterol has been under 90 ever since. My blood pressure has stayed right around 110 over 80, and I don't take any prescription drugs, and I do think that Salty has helped me. And the reason I can say that is I know what our special molecule is, and that's theophylline. There's a particular molecule in fresh green tea called theophylline. And what we do is we take that molecule and we enrich our extract from 1% concentration to 22%. And that's what we put in our soft gel. And so, Steve, I love talking to the posse. And your posse, by the way, has been incredibly responsive. They've been great customers. We get lots of wonderful emails, and we appreciate that. And the way to get Salty is to go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And if you use the code WARROOM at checkout, we ship you the first shipment is 50% off of our regular subscription price. And then on an ongoing basis, you get three bottles for the price of two, and we always pay the freight. And at Salty, we like to say you don't have to live with a broken heart. Take Salty every day, and you'll have a great cardiovascular system. You like that, Steve?
I'd love it. I'd love it. It's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. You don't have to live with a broken heart. Brother, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Steve, thank you.
Next hour, of course, this financial crisis is around us. It's setting kind of the framework for President Trump's third victory for the White House in his second term. Also, one thing you have to think through about your family community. Kevin Freeman, Mike Carter from Economic Forum, two of my favorite guys, going to join us next. Stick around for the second hour, late afternoon, early evening, in the War Room.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.